This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is the Eavesdrop Podcast, and welcome one and all and for making the choice to listen to us and join us and get into whatever, you know, serious business that we have in store for you this particular episode. All serious stuff, no shenanigans, no name calling, no
what?
No making pintas, Delamar,
oh, hindi kami ganun.
Kasi madali siyang
not
mapikon.
Like sino yung madali mapikon?
No, Monica can't say much because she sounds very bad, and we don't want that because we're all pretty. Just look at us.
Really? We'll just release the video.
Just watch us on mute and your day will go swimmingly. That's the Eavesdrop Podcast guarantee. Delamar, Monica Francesca, Jelly Victor. This is Jude Rocha. You're in the right place.
Yeah, right?
Pwedeng baligtad sa akin. Ano, naririnig lang pero hindi nakikita. Parang mas comfortable ako sa ganon. Radio na radio. Ano?
Del obviously wearing her best Dune-centric attire.
This is not, yes. What are you you guys
that
always
is Dune
say that.
Fashion.
It is not Dune fashion. This is Harajuku fashion.
Oh.
Although,
Harajuku.
Pero, pag ginanyan mo.
Wait, where's the mask? A little bit.
Let's ano put na, the mask.
Ano to?
Yeah.
Rebecca Ferguson.
Yes. Oh, Rebecca. Hindi Zendaya vibes.
Kuisa Sadarach.
Ayun, si Bene Gesserit. Tapos mamaya, next time you see Del, she'll have tattoos on her face.
I know.
Adel.
This is the Gomchaba. Oh,
that's a very intense scene.
Gochujang. I know. Gochujang. Hindi natin ano pa talaga? Gochujang or Gomchaba?
So in preparation, okay, I have not seen Dune 2. I think among us, Del is the only person, right? So I watched it. I rewatched Dune, the first one, and I made David watch it. He has yet to finish it. Like, you know, it's so long kasi, diba? So he's doing it in parts. But he watched that scene with the, what do you call it?
Gomjabar.
The gong.
Gomjabar.
Jabbar. And he's like, and I was watching him watch it, and he's like, oh my God, what's in there? What's in that box? You know, what's happening mm-hmm. to him? I said, it's all in his mind. Fear is the mind killer. I said, listen to the mom. Listen to what she's saying, David.
Yeah. Because it was a house of paint. It was a box of paint.
It was a box of paint. Anyway, so yeah, I haven't watched it yet. How about you, Jude? Have you seen it yet?
I haven't, but it's in the cinemas already here. And I guess nowadays, like what you mentioned, David, watching it in parts, it's just so hard For me, I can imagine sitting in a movie theater for almost 3 hours, no breaks.
Ooh, I like no, that. No pauses. Though. I like that.
You do?
I do. I make wee wee first though.
Ako nagka-catheter.
May baong.
Because I don't want to miss a thing. I don't want to miss a thing, okay? This is Dune. You don't understand.
She's got a handbag. She has a urine bag.
Si
Del. Catheter. I take these things
beses
seriously.
Mong pinanood yung Dune na una.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. Probably... It was a lot. I would say more than 10.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. Easy. Yeah, so like, this.
Whoa.
Yeah, this know. One I watched 2 times already.
All right.
Wow. Oh my God. Wow. Okay, but wait.
That
would have
been my next
why.
Question.
No, there's a reason why. Because my husband, Tyler, had a flare-up of his kidney stones.
The first time
so
you
the
watched
first time
it.
We were, the first time we were watching it, it was a big event. So we had his parents and then our neighbor and then me and the kids. And then all of a sudden, Tyler, in the middle of the movie, just hands me something and whispers something in my ear. Now, I was in full-blown Dune mode, so I'm not making space for anything outside of, you know, Arrakis. But he's like, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, he gave me something. And then after he had left, I realized that I made it out in my mind. He said, his kidney stones is acting up, and he's going to walk to the hospital. So he did.
Nakala ko pinasahan ka niya ng kidney stone niya. Ito.
Yeah, I have some. Uh-oh. Tapos sabi ko, wait, shouldn't I? I'll pick you up and I'll drive you to the hospital. Sabi niya, no, it's better for me to walk. So sabi niya, finish the movie, bring the kids home, and then come get me. So it was a very eventful Dune outing. And then, so I told him after that, I go, don't you want to watch it again? I guess you want to watch it again.
Yes and yes and yes.
So yeah.
But he's okay now. His kidney stones are okay.
I think he's waiting to pass
oh,
it.
Okay.
So. No fun. That's no fun.
That's no fun. And my brother, who's a doctor, was telling me, good luck to him, because in terms of pain, kidney stones, it's like tantamount to vaginal birth.
Yeah!
That's what I heard.
For real?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what they say.
Buti pa nga ang sabi nung doctor mong kapatid, yung ibang press release, mas malala pa raw. So,
oh my God.
Oh, really?
Depende sa laki.
Oh my God.
But I mean,
yeah, that's true.
Isn't there medicine to like melt it? Or like make it smaller. Sometimes
reduce in size.
Yeah. You can reduce it. But it depends on what it's made of.
Oh. What so, kind?
What kind? What's the thing? And then if you see the kidney stones under a microscope, it's really jagged.
Oh,
and it's like imagine a crystal.
It passing. Oh, that makes it even more painful.
Yeah. So exactly, sabi ju divide. You know the urethra.
Yeah.
That it is like it's so small and it's soft. It's organic, obviously, right? And so you have this jagged thing made of salt or whatever coming out, scraping the top all over. That's why you can't. You know, they couldn't believe that he walked from the cinema to the hospital, because nobody does that. People can't even walk.
Right.
So
have him ride a roller coaster, they say.
Para.
Oh, really?
Para madislive.
Hindi nga. Or he can go on those things that you see on the malls. The things that shake. Those they're supposed to be for
massage chair.
No. But like it's a platform and it's supposed to be like for exercise.
For your core, like, you step on it. It's like
yeah.
Well, you can all. They also treat it with shockwave. With sound.
Yeah.
So and then it breaks it apart. So it's in smaller pieces.
And then you just piss
but
it
you
off.
Still have
Damn. Yeah, so Lisa wait, our PSA.
Bawas maalat. Yun, yeah. Tama na yung ano, chips.
Yun.
No, it's, well, yeah, but it's not really just that. For example, he can't eat
nuts.
What's this very yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Peanut. Well, now we know. Yeah, because he's no, because he's been traveling, yeah. And he has a very sensitive stomach, so he just brings nuts.
Oh.
And lately, he's been eating a lot of it. So we've been wondering, because he hasn't had an attack, uh-huh, a flare up, uh-huh, since we've been in the U.S.
Right.
When we were in Manila, it used to happen a lot.
Oh, I see.
And that's really kind of, yeah. And so when we got here, and then during Dune, it acted up again. My mind was like, what would have been
different? What triggered it? Uh-huh.
Yeah, because it's been
was
5 years.
Was the change in lifestyle?
Well, now that Jude is saying nuts.
Nuts. And then ding, 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 tsaka ding, 5 years. Ganon. Yun yung ano. So, well, if he's, yeah, ano, oh my these gosh, two will pass. So, nagpass na ba?
Literally. Shall pass. Eh. Hopefully.
Damn. All right.
Eh kung ayaw paawat, yeah, baka gusto niya yung pain na yun. Sabihin mo sa kanya. Di ba?
No.
In
oh
five
my
years.
Gosh,
so,
can you just imagine, like, my husband is really cranky. That's his normal state. Cranky on top of, kidney stones on top of cranky. Oh my gosh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So, you got to manage, because the pain is incredible. And I mean, from my own experience, I had like almost a month that I recovered from that that lump I had taken out.
Yes.
I had taken out. And this is the first week that I was able to feel a whole lot better. Because when you're sick that long,
yes,
like you can't, you're not up to par, uh-huh, like, your normal self. You know, 1 week you can probably weather through.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks, you're like,
right.
And then when it just stays the same, yeah, then your mood starts to go down. And then it really eats up into your mind space. So, mm-hmm, I can just imagine with him. Ugh. So thanks for that, Dr. Jude. Nuts.
Nuts. It's nuts.
Nuts pala, yon.
Oh, no.
But I'm nuts. What's going to happen?
Hanapan mo ng ibang alternative to chew on. Baka ano lang yun.
Yeah, something other snacky.
Well, always check with your, doctor.
His dad has it. So, he had also dealt with it. So, I was preparing my boys. Sabi ko, guys, ha? Kasi lolo nyo, meron nun. Daddy nyo, meron nun. Ano kayang likelihood na meron din kayo? Anyway, but Dune did not disappoint. It was something.
Oh, man.
It's better than the first.
it's one story that they broke down into two. In the original version of Dune, it's actually just one movie. So for this, they made it. They broke it down to two parts. So the first one is really the setup. So the chosen one doesn't know he's the chosen one. And for me, that's the most exciting part. Like when Neo didn't know he was the chosen one, all those stories. This is when you discover who you are from, like, non-special to, super extraordinary, right? So for me, that holds a special kind of excitement. But the second one was full of action. And just like the first one, because I noticed after watching it so many times, if you freeze each frame, it actually looks like a really good photograph.
Wow.
Like really beautiful photograph. So in Dune Part 2, when you watch it, it's exactly the same. I mean, this director really has quite the eye. In creating a world that we haven't seen. And that's, yeah, I guess, yeah.
Okay, so, I'm enticed to watch now. 2.5 hours.
May part 3 pa, di ba? If Denis Villeneuve is to be followed, he'd want to do a trilogy.
Yeah. But what kasi bitin eh.
Ayun, so dapat tatlo
talaga. Kulang eh. Uh-oh. Kulang. Kaya nga, I was like, wait a minute. So did the first Dune, the one from the 80s or the 70s, is this where it also ends? And then Tyler, who watched it for the second time, said, yeah, that's really how it ends. I go, but this story has to go on. We don't know what comes after, you know? And then he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Calm yourself, lady. Because I get obsessive.
So, fingers crossed he gets to do that. He's got massive clout with the powers that be. So maybe he'll take a break and then jump right into it. I'm sure the cast will be more than willing to get into whatever the final installment of the Frank Herbert. May bas no anak. So
it's really quite something. And then Austin Butler, who's in this in part two, he was so surprising. He was surprisingly good. The guy is good. I'm like, oh, I didn't have high hopes.
I'm like, what?
Parang galeng.
I think you're better off if I know you have low expectations and then you're blown away, diba?
Uh-oh. True.
I would just see snippets from the red carpet events that they've graced, all four of them. And then they'd always make comments about how Austin is feeling left out with the friendship that Timothée and Zendaya have. Yung talagang awkward siya, tas yung dalawang nagkukulitan, tapos siya nakatingin lang. Because the other two have been working together for quite a while, so they have that.
You know, I'm so surprised. I mean, intrigued is the word. Kasi it feels like bagay sila. Bagay sila.
Sino yung like, sila mo?
Si Timothée and
Timothée
Austin.
And Austin.
Yeah. Oh. No. Zendaya.
Austin and Zendaya.
No, Timothée.
Oh, and Zendaya. They
look like even in their scenes together, I'm like, you know, you guys are really good together.
Ayaw ni Spider-Man.
I'm fangirling. Ayun nga eh.
But we like Tom.
Yeah, I know.
Baka they'll be the next, Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet. Baka that's the kind of friendship that they have.
Although they did say that they've been friends forever, so it was weird kissing each other in the movie. And I'm like, I'm very, very intrigued and titillated by this idea. You can tell I've been consuming a lot of Dune content that has nothing to do with the movie, but more of the behind the scenes. So, yeah. But anyway, so Dune. Catch it. It's really good. I mean, if you're into sci-fi and stuff like that.
Well, considering you've watched it 10 times, Del, I really am piqued to check it out because kung tampong beses mo pinanood,
tingin ko
there's
more than
gotta
10
be
yan.
Something in it.
More than, Jude. I'm really, you know. I'm trying to not act like a crazy woman here, but wala na siguro. It's a foregone conclusion. I have a recommendation, though, before we get into our topic proper. So I saw Spaceman on Netflix. Is it available in the Philippines, Spaceman?
Who's
Let
in
me
it?
Check it now.
Adam Sandler. Oh, I'm not Carey aware. Mulligan.
Is that new? Just released?
Yeah, just released. I don't know. Jelly's checking if you have it in the Philippines. So,
Netflix.
You know, I like. Yeah. Oh, so I clicked on it. I told Tyler, hey, why don't we watch an Adam Sandler film? Thinking, you know, it might be a comedy. And then the movie
only
starts,
the Sandman
like,
series. Only the series.
So wala pa. Okay. So.
But there's VPN.
There's VPN. So it's an Adam Sandler movie. And so right off the bat, I thought it was a comedy. But then once you watch it, you're like, this is a lot like, you know, when Adam Sandler starred in Funny People, Punch Drunk Love, and Uncut Gems. Diba yun yung huli niya, Uncut Gems? Uncut Gems. And, you know, when he does those, Spanglish, when he does those movies, I'm a really big fan. But this one is really unbelievable. Amazing. It's a story about this space guy, a spaceman, who goes to investigate a cloud of gas that appeared in Earth's atmosphere. So he's sent there to collect samples of the dust to see what it's about. And so this is the journey of a man and while he's going to Jupiter, beyond Jupiter, that's when he struggled with himself. So anyway, it's a really, really it's a movie you didn't expect. And then when I watched it, I couldn't get enough of it. So I bought the book. I knew it was a book.
Okay, so the book is by...
It's called Spaceman in Bohemia. Right. And it's this Czech... It's a Czech... Czech-written novel. It up. Yeah. I wish you guys already watched it because I would like to
Yaroslav
get...
I apologize. Kyle it is Farah. On Netflix.
Yaroslav.
Spaceman is on Netflix.
Oh, there you go.
Ha! I checked Sandman. I don't know why.
Oh, Spaceman is on Netflix. Sandman episodes.
Oh, ano yun eh.
Si Del, tag yung reaction ni Del. Parang, okay. Spaceman.
Spaceman.
I am so sorry. Pareho kasing may man. At pareho nagsastart sa S. Ewan ko ba't Sandman yung pumasok sa isip. Lutang. So sorry.
Wait. Well, you said it. I thought it.
But what's the name of the writer again? What's the name?
Yaroslav Kalfar.
Kalfar, yeah.
What is he? Polish?
Czech. He's Czech.
Czech.
Yeah. He's Czech. And then he grew up in Kalfar, yeah. In Brooklyn. Age 15, I think. Anyway, it's not what you expect at all. And there's a character that's voiced by Paul Dano, I don't know how to say his name.
The Riddler.
The Riddler. And also he's in No Country for Old Men, diba? Mm. That's him. How do you say his last name, Drew? Dano? Dano?
I don't know. Dano?
Paul Dano?
Pag American, Dano.
Dano?
The Dinosaur.
It's really good. I don't know. For me. If
okay,
you know
so it's
me.
Here. It's available here. And
yeah. Catch it.
I don't know.
It's existential.
I thought I'd see enough movie trailers, but again, there's just too much out there to keep track. So maybe these recommendations can come in handy when you're trying to decide what to wind down your day with or... have a new obsession like Delamar.
Like me? You know, I realize the obsession becomes more pronounced when I'm trying to escape something.
Understandable.
When, you know, this is why K-dramas were so palatable during the pandemic.
Correct.
Because it was a world that was so good. And then we were living in a world that was so uncertain. And you just need something to kind of like a salve.
Take you away.
Like a soothing balm to your worries. And I suspect it's the same for me. No, but really, maganda naman talaga. Guys,
sabay ganun.
Pinaghirapan po namin ito.
But that's what it's for. The arts in general, in a very wide view of it. You just pick and choose what you want to escape to.
Escape to?
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know, Jude, because when I was younger, I was so stupid and so arrogant because I would always choose the more difficult films. Because I'm like, no, I want to face life. And I'm not afraid of those heavy movies. And then you get to an age where you've experienced it. I'm like, no, give me the bubble gum. Give me...
Ako, gusto ko all action lang, di ba?
Oh, ako ganyan, di ba? But I don't know. I think, the older I get, the more I'm finding escape in movies. Not when I was young. When I was young, I would gravitate towards like the most heavy, the heaviest of movies because I'm like, yeah, I can handle it.
Yeah, but that's still the art part. That's just, you know, even in books, I would read, oh, ito si William S. Burroughs, and I'd go read it, Naked Lunch and all that. I go, what the fuck is he talking about? He's obviously, you know, doing drugs while writing this book that a lot of people would say is top tier. But then, at a young age, maybe you're far more impressionable with.
Siguro, yeah, and then you're also because you haven't really dealt with life, you know, you're unseasoned, right? So what do you know? You're just gonna watch anything because it doesn't make you relive anything hard in your life. But you know, once you've lived a long time, but I. Give me bubble gum. Give me cotton candy. Give me rom-coms. Anyway, yeah. So catch it, Spaceman. It might surprise you, especially if you like Adam Sandler. I had no idea that he had this kind of range. Mm. Yeah,
he had the most money made apparently from this thing I just read. In passing.
For 2023.
Yeah, for 2023.
By a mile. By a country mile.
Yeah.
And what did he do? I was wondering, what did Adam Sandler do except, you know, wear baggy shorts, play basketball? And he doesn't even, you know, groom himself. When you see him, he'd watch basketball games. And then he makes $70 million in a year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy, right? Sinong number two? Margot Robbie.
Margot 50? Because she produced Barbie and, you know.
Barbie.
And then Tom Cruise, 45, something like that. Uh-uh. And you'd think, just 45? Doesn't he also get involved in the movies that he makes? Because there's, you know, maybe that's just for tax purposes, right? And
yeah. Pwede. Kung alam lang nila. Yeah.
The movies. The other 100 million is parked somewhere.
I know, right? It's untaxed. But so, yeah, it's movie season. I don't know. Do you think like Hollywood is on its way into, if not naman dying, but it's really changing?
It's already changed because Netflix is in the conversation. Apple is making films and... Same thing. Amazon's been there. Disney got into streaming and all their IP, they put it in the streaming services. They took it out at all the other partners they had before and they switched it into. So that's where we are. Like Paramount has Paramount Plus, which you have to subscribe to. So that's the adjustment that happened over time, but started when people started binge watching maybe and decided that, you know, Netflix and chill is something that we can also apply to our own business model.
Because when you think about it, they're not, most of the movies are not doing very well. I mean, I would say probably Dune is going to make a lot of money. Because when I saw the cinema... It was like, so here where I live, it's all mga recliners. Eh? Mm. So all of them were full. We're talking 10 cinema houses on one wing. Tapos puno siya, puro Dune, all Dune. Tapos on the other side, I don't know what was showing. But and then I was checking how many people were coming out of the cinema. It was really a lot. But when you think about it, it's this the first time I've seen cinema houses this full.
Yeah.
I haven't seen, granting, you know, with pandemic and everything, but I just feel like, kasi most people will not get their butts to the cinema anymore. Unless it's an event film, which you want, really big, right? But so now if you want to see a rom-com, being big isn't that important anymore. So you can just... Because the TVs are getting big as well, right? Our homes have bigger TVs than before. So, and then you have these specialized speaker And so people are you're just set up at home
for your cinema. Like, let me ask you a serious, serious question. Walang biro to. How big is your TV set? How many inches? Palakihan.
I don't know.
Is it, is it too big? Is it big enough?
It's big enough.
Ako maliit. Maliit lang.
Sa akin din, maliit. I haven't upgraded mine in years.
I think because I have Al as a partner, so it's like he needs like, he likes it set up. But I don't
bigger
think...
Bigger is better.
It's not mini movie theater big, but yeah, it's okay.
And I reckon it's big over there at your... Your place, Monica.
It's just, it's okay. Yeah, well, yeah, it's okay.
Pag ganun sagot, big yan.
It's not crazy big. It's not like it doesn't take up like the whole wall, you know, which is something that we aspire to have eventually. Oh, why is my, I'm so
is,
sorry.
Is Al asking to, like, whenever you're walking around Power Plant Mall, is he already asking if you can upgrade? To a bigger screen?
No, he doesn't ask, but he does point it out. Like, it's like, and but it's crazy how fast they upgrade the brand, you know, like the models. The models.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's like, yes.
That benefits those who, when I look into it, hey, this is the amount they're selling, what, a 55 inch for these days is what I paid for my old TV, which, by the way, is just 30 plus, and it's small by today's standards, which I remember lugging about in Shangri-La with Rico Robles in tow, and it's still going, but it's that old.
Right, right.
So, yeah, I'm with Al. Gusto ko na rin palitan.
He always points it out. He's like, oh, look. And he points out exactly like that, Jude, like the price. Oh, yeah, this one was ganyan-ganyan years ago. Okay. But our TV is fine, so, you know.
It's the same response, I guess.
So. Same here. That's the exact response I give Rhoda every time we're... Because for some reason, it's only when we are at Power Plant Mall that he notices the TVs. Because it's right by the window, right? And he really compares. Mm. And he's like, I know... Upgrade na tayo. It's been a while. I'm like, we hardly watch on TV. Mm-mm. You know, so why upgrade? I'm like, no. What we have now is fine. That response for women.
But no, I'm
maganda kasi kami.
Yeah. Go, sorry, sorry.
Oh, we have a projector in the basement. Mm-mm. So, and then you can use your phone, your accounts.
You hook
and
it
so,
up,
okay,
yeah.
It casts, yeah.
We don't really need...
And the basement is the best
walang
place.
Bintana.
Walang bintana. It's dark. Mm. So the resolution. Yeah, the resolution is very clear. I try to do that in my room. Wala. I kailangan kong blackout curtains or something. So I can see the projector.
The woman who lived here... So most of the basements in the U.S. are not finished.
Mm.
So it's just for storage, mm-mm, but she did.
Mm.
So it's a finished basement. It's all, you know. And then what she did was there's nothing in the basement. There's no room. Well, there is a room. I have this room, the podcast room, the kids' room, and then a bathroom.
Mm-mm.
But that's it. And so most of the space is really just for watching a movie.
Yeah.
And then you got a little kitchen on the side. So
for snacks.
It's
I love it.
For snacks.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. For Monica when she goes to Sundance.
Yes.
And she comes visit me.
Yes. I mean, but don't get me wrong. I love a good TV and system and movie theater in the house because I don't like to leave my house. I'm okay. And I'm lucky that Al knows how to set up the speaker. So like, if just space willing, walang space eh. So I mean, he wants to buy a big ass TV, pero saan natin lalagay? Here.
Dapat ano, bagay sa space mo kasi malaki nga. Tapos ang lapit mo naman.
It's too much, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
hindi,
so true. Ano,
dapat babagayan mo yung kwarto.
Right.
Wow, ang ganda.
guys, ang laki ng TV ko. Ako nga, alata.
Ang ganda ng movie, nangyari guys.
Duling na.
Sumasakit lang ang ulo ko pag nanonood ako. Pero maganda yung movie. Maganda siya.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway. Okay. Anyway. So what are we talking about?
Okay, wait. Oh my God. Before we start talking about the main topic for the episode, wow, can we just get some things out of the way before we forget?
34 minutes.
So I have greets and we have a CTA, a call to action, something that we are doing with our listeners for International Women's Month of March. All right. So you'll be seeing this on our social media accounts. We would like to invite you, our listeners, to take a video of your kids, preferably kids, okay? If you don't have a kid you know, inaanak, pamangkin. So take a video of your kids answering the question, what is special about a woman? Again, the question is, what is special about a woman? And then we want you to send those videos. Wait, do we want this in portrait or landscape format?
Portrait.
I get them confused.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
For what, the real
portrait is
pahaba.
Vertical.
Patay yung ganito.
Yan, grabe naman yan, Jerry.
Yan yung, yan yung.
Okay. Landscape is palm movie.
All right, so
that
portrait.
Tapos masyado ka malapit.
Natuloy ka na naman, Del. Pag ganun ka dapat, nadutuloy.
Okay. Pag masyado malapit.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So portrait videos asking the kids what is special about a woman. And we want you to email this to us. The email address is evesdropcast@gmail.com. That's evesdropcast@gmail.com. I'm going to post a video. Pero mali yung email address ko. So pansinin nyo na lang yung isusulat kong email. Wag yung sinabi ko. Yun. And then I have greets. So inspired by Della Mama's Vipassana trip, Riza Prado messaged us on February 28 saying, listening to the latest episode and on my way to Vipassana meditation inspired by the live recording and Dell's experience. Thank you for always providing inspiration for self-love and self-discovery. I hope I get to finish 10 days and be a kinder and gentle soul after this. And then she gave us an update, which was just sent on Sunday. Happy Sunday. We just finished the 10-day course. What an experience. To be away and be alone with one's own mind is indeed a journey. One of the best decisions I made this year. Thank you so much. Wouldn't have found this without you guys. Have a great week ahead and looking forward to the next episodes. And then in parentheses, no pressure, LOL, because it's always worth the wait. Ikaw, Riza, no pressure, but si Tito Tibo found my comment on somebody else's Instagram account and then his comment was like, ha ha ha, pero wala pa rin bagong episode. The video was totally unrelated to our podcast. He just found me commenting there. And then yun yung comment niya. Pero wala pa rin new episode. So ito na, Tito Tibo. Hot and fresh for you. So there.
Tayo yung hot. And fresh.
Yes.
Okay.
Always.
Okay.
Yung mga nag-send ng hacks, we can access your Q&A.
I'm so sorry.
But thank you. We read them. There were a few, diba? And then even the latest one where we had a question. But we'll try to maybe figure out a way. Ano lang naman yan eh. Once you land on the app. So we will have given the time and whatever the new layout will be, then we'll figure out a way to have those there.
Same question. We can ask them on, yeah, we can still ask them the questions.
No, ano lang naman yan, para lang may magawa kayo pag nasa Spotify kayo. Yes. Yung mga hindi na kailangan mag-isip. Uh-huh. So, but still, thank you for making the effort to get into those Q&As and all appreciated because, you know, kahit papano, in your busy lives, again, you make the choice to listen to this particular podcast and find the time to stream it as you go about your lives.
Yeah, your very busy lives.
Shout out.
So shall we start talking about the topic for today?
Just ko anong oras tayo abutin.
40 minutes in.
No, right? Next time na lang.
Ano bang topic?
Chikahan na lang.
Marami na tayong na-recommend.
O sige, chika muna.
Chika na lang. Wala nang topic. Chika na lang. Kasi ang tagal na rin nating hindi nakakapag-chikahan eh.
Oo nga.
So, yun yung topic, like, yung chika.
Simulan na.
What's happening with you? How are you guys? Is it safe to ask questions like that?
Is it safe to ask you that question?
Oh,
I know, not me.
Inunahan na ni Del.
I'm exempt. I'm not.
Exempt,
okay?
Exempt. Yeah. Si Del.
Are you guys doing okay?
Yes.
How is everybody doing?
Let's answer, yes.
Parang yung words na yes ang lumalabas pero pag binabasa ko yung mga mata nyo parang iba.
I have bags. Oh, well, you can see my eyes. I have bags. I have a no. I'm sick, obviously, if you haven't noticed my voice.
There's a war going on in your body.
I know.
A massacre.
God dang it. Yeah. Anyway, I tried my best. I took all where's Jelly?
Jelly just disappeared.
Whoa!
Si Jude, napaka.
She'll come back.
So full of confidence.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, okay, yeah. Sick, but strong and willing to fight this fight. I just came back from Wanderland, a music festival actually it was 2 days. It was like a weekend.
You went 2 days or?
No, this body cannot.
So what's the vibes?
Only 1 day, Jude, man. God, that's it. That's all I can do.
That's what it comes to. That's what it comes down to nowadays. 1 day lang kaya.
Right.
Isang araw na lang kaya.
Right.
So what happened?
Oh, okay. So anyway, we watched this concert. This festival for Jack Johnson.
Okay.
He was the headliner for day one of the Wanderland. It's not Wonderland. It's Wanderland. Music festival, like a wander.
Your body's a wanderland.
Correct. So they set it up. It was very nice. It happened in Alabang. What Al and I decided to do was just like check in at a hotel that was near there, walking distance, because again, our bodies cannot take, you know, the bug of a whole day affair and then just going, even though it's just going home from like the south to Makati, but we're like, no, let's just make a thing out of it, which was great because we met Jack Johnson in
the hotel.
Yes.
What?
Which hotel?
It was Crimson. It was near the...
Oh, Crimson.
The events ground. Yeah. So it was very nice. Like, and it was kind of a nice circumstance because usually when we go, Al's going to do the check-in, right? But then for some reason, he forgot his phone in the car. So he had to go down and get it. And I was there. I was checking in. And when I checked in, I saw him. He was already taking photos with people, right? But then I didn't get to go up to him because I thought he was going to go up to his room or something. So he kind of like just disappeared into a hallway. And so when Al joined me in the lobby, I said, "Hey, I saw Jack Johnson." And he's like, "What?" I was like, "Yes." And Jack Johnson is one of his favorite artists. Like he grew up. I mean, I don't want to say grow up, but I mean, it was one of the artists that he really, really listened to before coming to the Philippines, I think. So it was a big deal for him.
Growing up by the beach in San Diego.
Yeah, in San Diego. Yeah. So it was the vibe, right? That was his guy. Anyway, so I said, "Oh, yeah, I met him," and I was doing the check-in. And then all of a sudden I see him disappear. I'm like, "Okay, all right." And I continue the check-in, and he goes, "I shook his hand." I said, "Who?" He said, "Jack Johnson." I said, "Okay, that's great." I said, "Did you get a picture?" He's like, "No." I said, "Go get a picture." I said, "Go get a picture. Put down the bags. Go back to him." Because he had like reemerged from wherever I saw him disappear into. And I said, "Just go up to him and ask for a picture because you're going to regret it." Right? So.
Yeah. Yes.
So he did, and it was awesome. And this is the first time that he's been to any kind of music festival that's outdoor, and then there's a lot of waiting time, and I have to thank Vipassana for it because he is a lot more comfortable being outdoors and like I want not nature per se, but just outdoors, kind of roughing it out
outdoors. Though, in this heat
outdoors. Yes, but luckily we had great weather.
It was over the weekend after several days of
right. We're approaching summer, but the thing is, I was so proud of him because I haven't gone to the barricade of a concert in a long time, you know. So we started because there's multiple performers, right? Multiple bands, and there were two stages, and we started off like kind of far away from the stage. And then as the night progressed, we reached the front of where the barricade is and then the stage. And I was like, "Are you okay?" I kept asking him, "Are you okay?" Because I know it's not his thing. It's my thing. I'm used to it, watching gigs and all that. But sitting on the floor, making latag and just chilling and then being around a lot of people, I'm like, "Are you okay?" He's like, I'm okay. I was like, "Do you want to be here?" Because there were tables all the way in the back, not comfy, you know, near like the food area and the drink area where you could comfortably watch the concert. But he really wanted to be in the thick of it. I was like, "Oh,
because he's a fan,
right?" But I was just more surprised that he was comfortable there, because you know, obviously, I mean, there's no chairs. You're sitting on the floor,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
and on hay or whatever that was, you know. And me being, I'm worried for him, like, you know, I don't want him to have a bad time here. So I'm like, "Are you okay?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm okay, Mom. I'm okay." And sure enough, we were there right in the middle. Jack Johnson was like 2 feet away from me. I said, "When BTS has a concert, you better make sure that I am by the goddamn barricade."
I know. Oh my God. Feeling ko, this was so planned. Monica's like, "I'm going to give this to Al."
No. No, in fairness, he gave it to himself, okay? Because we move constantly towards it. But I was just saying, my God, because I was so close to Jack Johnson and the stage. And I'm like, if I'm this close to my BTS boys, I'm going to fucking lose it. I said, "Al, you better make sure this happens to me in 2025. Anyway, so there.
He might have a muzzle for you. Kasi delikado yun, Monica.
Huwag naman muzzle.
It's kind of...
I need to look cute. Ano ba? Stretcher na lang on the side. Just be ready. I might faint.
Kaya siya dapat nandun. Kasi baka himatayin ka sa... ano. Pero yung sa concert, did you go back and forth or you just stayed throughout the festivities?
So we stayed there when artists. It was towards Ande. We stayed in that main stage. Because the kids would transfer to the other stage. Because the other act. So that's why we were able to... The crowd thinned out. So every time there was an alternate band on the other side, the crowd would thin out and we would move closer to the stage. So... But then we stayed there na talaga.
Mom and dad goes to the concert.
There I know, cool kids. Etaloy, eto na. Eto ay
sipon. Nahamugay.
May sakit.
May sakit.
Yung partying parents.
Alam, kaya yung mga matatanda hindi na lumalabas eh. Mahina na yung resistensya nila sa ano. Diba? With the virus but and all of that.
One last side story. Because like I'm used to watching Music Laban. I'm used to watching Oktoberfest. Mm. So that's why I haven't gone that close to the stage in a while. Because I know how it's rough, right? Either
it's rough, yeah.
Right? People are pushing you around.
Yeah.
So I'm watching. And then this band, I've just discovered them because of the of Wonderland. Their name Parcels, and they're from Australia, and they're like this fun dancey tech pop band, and they're cool, five guys from Australia, and I'm watching the kids and it's like I'm at a club lang. There's nothing rough about it. There's no pushing, there is no rowdiness at all. And I said, Wow. I will be happy if David goes to a concert and it's like this. Okay, go. Kasi hindi siya wild.
Because it's not a war zone.
Hindi siya war zone. Nagulat ako. Na culture shock talaga ako. I was like, okay. Because back in my day.
Could it be because maybe they're not familiar with the band?
No.
Or you think they know the band?
No, they knew the band. They were there talaga for Parcels.
Wow.
And the music naman is not, it's not rock and roll. But they were just having fun. It was dancey. It was a vibe, as the kids say. It was a vibe. Dang.
It's so funny because Harper, all of a sudden one morning, I'm cooking breakfast and she goes, Mom, can I tell Google to play something? Oh? I go, yeah, sure. Uh-huh. I know, right?
Yeah.
She goes, hey, Google, play Steal the Show by Lau.
Oh!
And exactly. And then I see her and she closes her eyes and then she sings to it. And then she looks at me and she goes, Mom, you know why I really like the song? Because it's so calm and it's so smooth and it just makes me feel good.
Oh!
I'm like, oh!
I love it.
So she's into Lau. Okay.
Very
steal the
cute.
Show. And I'm like, she has her own thing. Ay, nako. But they're into Weird Al Yankovic. Yankovic, my kids.
Okay. All right.
They find it so hilarious. I'm like,
oh, he's funny.
So weird.
He's funny. No,
he's funny. I found him funny when I was young.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And it's cool that he's still like, relevant for the kids these days.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They understand him.
Yeah.
I just realized I completely aged us by admitting that we don't want to step out for the movies anymore. We just want to stay at home. Ganun ba pag matatanda ayaw na lumalis sa bahay?
No, it's not just the age thing. Kasi, diba, I remember when I was still working on the radio, Tuesdays, you would see a lot of old people in the cinema.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Diba? Uh-huh. Remember that?
Hanggang ngayon. Because it's free.
Hanggang ngayon.
Depende sa LGU. Free movies.
Free movies.
Free movies.
Oh. Okay.
So, gusto nila yun kasi, first screening. So, wala masyadong tao. Gusto nila yun, diba?
Aircon.
Walang traffic. Aircon. Tapos libre. Or at least discounted. Or whatever it is, that big deal. So, ewan ko, feeling ko na, I think what... Our habits have changed because of what's also available through streaming. Because you don't need to. We went because you couldn't catch these shows in the comfort of
the latest ones.
Home.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. Okay, so it's not our age. Okay, good to know.
No.
Yeah, let's lie to ourselves again.
Oh,
speaking of shows.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Go. Okay.
No, because I watched... I watched Bill Burr. I'm so happy. Stand-up comedian Bill Burr passed through Salt Lake City. And Tyler just said, hey, guess what? I go, what? Bill Burr is coming to Salt Lake City. Buy the tickets. Well, let's sell our kids.
Yes. Pahirapan ba yan yung Bill Burr na sold out? That type of thing?
Well, I was scared because his humor is very coastal, right? He's very different. And Salt Lake City is a very conservative, very, very conservative state. But so when we got there, I was like, ay, nako, parang mapapahiya tayo kay Bill Burr. Kasi I don't think he's going to be able to fill up the Delta Center. So Tyler and I were early because we're always early for shows, right? To get the best kind of parking. And then it was full.
Yeah, of course.
It was full.
Yeah.
It was insane because I was like, there are this many fans? These many fans? And but the funny thing was we sabi ni Tyler, let's make a game. See if you can spot someone who's going to watch Bill Burr but doesn't look like his audience.
Right. Was it more white or...
So,
but you're in Utah, so...
I know, we're in Utah. So everybody looked exactly like his fans, except for me, maybe. And I tell you, konti ang Asians. Like Tyler and I looked for them. For us. And I found just three. And then, but it was a good show. It was a really good show.
Let me ask you, how about, what's his name? Shane Gillen? What do you think of him?
Oh, the SNL. Yeah, the guy who got SNL. I haven't seen him lately. I watched him during the pandemic. I don't know. I haven't made up my mind.
Who's he?
Maybe I should watch him again.
Who that?
The one who got... Oh.
I worked in reverse. I may have read about it, but he was on SNL as the host after getting fired many years back, right? Before. So he did SNL a few weeks back. And I didn't know anything about him. Just maybe heard his name, and there was much of a big deal for him being able to get this gig last Feb. And... Or was it, anyway, recently? And when I watched a bit, his monologue is opening. I was laughing so hard.
Oh really? I was thinking I'll give him a watch.
Well, why was he fired? Better,
if you easily get offended, then you'll find out why. And then he has his whole history about being racist or triggering. Hindi siya.
Yeah.
I see.
It could easily get you canceled. So, yun siguro yung... Anyway.
But I'll give it a... I'll check it out again.
Just watch it once. It's not like I'm going to look for all his YouTube videos of his gigs. No. That particular SNL monologue had me in stitches. So...
Oh, really?
Because it was so wrong. It was so wrong.
It was so wrong. And especially nowadays when you see them do it. And you know what they could lose. Like, they could lose their whole lives.
Yeah. For all the marbles, it was just so wrong. But I couldn't help but laugh. Check. So that's why I wanted to ask you. Because you follow all these stand-ups and... And you get all sorts.
I do. I but I'm kind of hard to please. I'm very specific with who I like. But yeah, I'll watch it now. Let's see. Sige. Yeah.
Just to give you an Oscar update, since we are recording on Oscar morning for us. Do you guys want to know results, or you want to watch the whole thing and find out?
Yeah.
Okay. Academy Award winner Best Actress is Emma Stone.
Oh.
For Poor Things.
Wow.
Poor Things.
Best Picture is Oppenheimer.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a favorite.
Yeah.
I watched it recently, Oppenheimer.
It's streaming now.
It was the bomb.
But wait, Jude, are you a big fan of Cillian Murphy?
Oh, naman. It's Cillian.
Oh, grabe siya. Yeah.
Yeah.
Best actor in a supporting role, Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
So that's like a... Yeah, that's Oppen... SAG Awards nanalo din siya, diba?
So, ano, 7 Academy Awards na for Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer.
Chris Nolan. My goodness. About time.
Best actor is Cillian Murphy. Oppenheimer.
Man. Killing it.
Yeah. I like him a lot.
Best not director then, Christopher Nolan.
Best director.
Yes, Oppenheimer.
So then. It's an Oppenheimer
I'm sorry.
Night.
Yes.
See, there. Killian, obviously, great actor. Pretty face. I mean, how can you not fall in love with that?
Killian. Sorry.
Yeah, Killian Murphy.
But, you know, off cam, just you can imagine, but he's not all about that. Maybe now, because they're on a campaign for Oppenheimer. Yeah. But you know, he goes to work and then goes back to his life. I mean, if at all you can accomplish something like that with the career that he's had so far. So
he reminds me of Daniel Day-Lewis, that kind of actor. You know, they're just there while they're promoting the movie, and then once that's done, they're like, I'm out of here. Let me.
Pero ibang klase si Daniel Day-Lewis talaga. Iba yung ano niya, pagka maniacal.
I mean, his character in No Country for Old... Oh, no. There Will Be Blood.
There Will Be Blood.
That scares me. His character scares the hell out of me. Parang I think that's what evil would look like in real life. It's never like, you know, horns and, you know... red eyes and drool, not like that. Evil is way more normal. Anyway, yeah.
Sino pang winner? So, Jelly.
Oh, yung pala yung nakikita
seven
ko.
Seven pa lang
seen,
eh.
I haven't seen the...
Ay, hindi pa.
Hindi pa.
There's actress in a supporting role.
Who's that?
I don't know how to say her name though. Devine Joy Randolph.
From?
The Holdovers.
The Holdovers.
Oh.
Wait, who's the Holdovers again?
Hindi pa niya napapanood. So ayun, that was one of the... Yeah, she was so... My goodness,
with Paul Giamatti.
Oh. The way she... Yeah.
I have not seen that. Okay.
My God. One of the best surprises of having no expectations of watching a movie. The only regret I have with The Holdovers is I didn't watch it during the Christmas season because it would have been perfect for that around that time of the year. Yeah. And watch it sometime in January. And... couldn't stop. You know, normally you pause, right? That's how you watch these days.
Pero yeah, ito, true. You watched it tuloy-tuloy and did not fall asleep.
Oh,
wow. Well.
I think. Maybe dozed off a bit.
Oh, this is Alexander Payne pala. The director is Alexander Payne. Mm-hmm. Diba ex yan ni Sandra Oh?
Ah, siya yun.
Isn't he?
Sandra Oh.
I think so. Yeah, anyway. I got a lot of things to watch.
If you like the well, not for anything, because again, tropes, you know, you're in a boarding school, you have the boy there who you know, something's going on, and Paul Giamatti's character is also something's going on, and
okay. Just tell me it's safe.
What do you mean safe?
Yeah, yung mga tanong, I don't know. Cause I,
safe
you know,
for
certain
you?
Movies,
who knows what's safe for you, Delamar? We're all vulnerable at some point.
That's Divine, a good one. Who knows?
Well, what are you trying to say, Mr. Rocha?
I'm saying we're all vulnerable. We don't know until it hits us at the moment it hits us. And then you realize, okay.
I wasn't ready for this.
And that's the beauty of it. Because
yeah. That's what I said about this great movie called Life. I'm not ready. Anyway, so... I will watch The Holdovers. I will try to give that a try. It's 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yes.
Do you have to check before you watch or?
Huh? No, naman.
No. At least the trailer. Ganon.
Ah, the trailer,
the
yes.
The trailer, at least. You pull it up on YouTube and then you go, okay, this has, well, Paul Giamatti. Say no more.
Right, I love Paul Giamatti.
Yeah.
How's the new, have you watched Shogun?
I have. Galing din nun. Surprise.
Yun. Is that a series?
Yes. Yes. Also, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
In case you were about to check.
Shogun
from many years ago. Baka naabutan mo yan.
Oh, it is a remake. 80s. That's right.
A
novel.
Yeah, it was a novel.
James
What's the
Clavell.
Name? Yeah, James Clavell. I cannot even... Don't get me started because when Shogun was out... Oh. One of my brothers was so obsessed with medieval Japan.
Yes, that's...
So what... And then everything he talked about, like who we were as people, seen through a samurai's point of view, you know?
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a shout out to my brother Paul.
From 1980. The original was in 1980.
Yung miniseries, yung book came out earlier. But when it came out, yun yung uso nun, mga miniseries.
Tsaka ang kapal talaga niya.
Kapal. Tapos yan, si Richard, basta that guy, Chamberlain.
Yeah, Richard Chamberlain.
Which is far more good looking than the guy playing Monica this time around. If you ask me, mas napupugian ako kay... Anyway.
Yung pala taste ni Jude.
Hindi, masyadong ano.
masyado.
But yeah, Shogun this time around is more, ano, less Western, ano?
Oh,
more,
I would assume because like, you know, more representation. This is,
yeah,
more,
yeah.
More
yeah.
authentic representation.
More authentic, yun. More authentic.
But it's funny because James Clavell... You know, when he writes it, it's seen through a Westerner's point of view. Mm-hmm. That's the point of the whole thing. They called him a savage, a barbarian in the book. Yeah, because white people at the time, you know, the medieval Japanese thought they didn't have any culture, the white people. Mm-mm. And they didn't wash themselves, which is a big deal to Asians. Yeah,
there's
right?
a whole scene of that, right? But there's a scene.
You'd see that.
In like the second episode.
Because I remember as a kid when that came out, like they called him a barbarian or a savage because... And then, siempre, you're Pinoy. You're looking at an American or a Brit, right? How can that be a savage? He's so handsome. But he's so handsome.
Ang bango-bango niyang tingnan.
They do a good job, though.
Parang siya hindi pinapawisan ng mabaho. May mga lalaking ganon, di ba? Yung pag nakita mo sila, alam mo to, pag pinawisan, mabango pa rin.
Oo, Jungkook. All of them.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
That's good. That's it. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. I was out for half of the show.
We were supposed to talk about women.
Yeah, guys.
This is so classic.
I know. I'm waiting at... I'm looking at Jude's face for like, you know, I want to see what his reaction is.
The only reason why I'm staying is because one day, I don't know if it's soon or never, we're going to run a perfect show. And until then, we're going to keep on trying.
So we never have...
At least we keep on trying. That's the most important part.
Look, we're going to die trying, Jude. We're like 78, 79, 80, 80.
Magkikita na tayo sa sinihan pag Tuesday.
Tapos magre-record muna tayo ng podcast. Ay, hindi. Meron tayong pre, tapos manonood tayo sabay-sabay. Tapos meron tayong...
May reaction tayo. Ano? Ano na? Teka lang, magpapalit lang ako ng diet. Pero
tapos yung usapan, hindi na naalala. Si ano, yung ganun. Hindi na naalala yung mga names. Tapos yung mga suot natin, ano, compression socks.
Ano na lang, utusan na lang natin yung mga apo natin. Paki-type nga, pakihanap tong si... Hindi ko maalala yung pangalan eh.
Guys, don't tell me dun tayo.
No,
that's our ending.
I'm not gonna be like that.
Hindi.
No.
What's
it's
so
already
bad about
come
it?
Out. Our generation is aging way better than the past generation.
Is it too young to die early? Is it now too late to die young early? Kasi di ba, they always say, oh, she died so young. Pero pag may medyo tumatanda ka, nobody says
that. Oo nga.
Anyway, morbid thoughts, Del. Morbid thoughts. Hi. So we promise that we are going to talk about women next episode, okay? That was really the plan. Look, we will plan. Oh, wait. Let me quote you something from Dune 2.
Okay.
This is not a spoiler. Sabi, there is hope. We are Bene Gesserits. We don't hope. We plan. Nux.
I love it.
Damn. I know. You got to watch it, guys. Please watch it. And tell me if you're disappointed with my recommendation and why am I so obsessed with the movie. We don't know. But hopefully we'll cover it next episode. We promise it will be about women. It's International Women's Month. And this is what happens to women. It's they're easily derailed by handsome men and other women.
And other women.
So, kaya na derail. Di ba mag-girl crushes tayo? Uh-oh. Anyway. All right. So, we promise next month.
Pero ganun talaga.
Oh, I step away for a while and I don't know what's happening.
I can see the confusion in
your face.
I
was so confused.
I know.
We roll with the punches. Yes. Let's go.
Look, there's still time, okay? Chill, guys. there will be other episodes, okay?
Promise.
Don't forget our thing that's going on that'll be posted. We're looking forward to hearing and watching your reactions and how you participate in this. As always, we love to hear from you, and there are avenues for you to get in touch. And yes, we're aware that we don't do enough episodes, but, you know, here we are. A brand new one that you've probably wished for, along with your prayers at night. So here's a prayer answer. Anything else before we ta-ta?
Is it?
Just what makes a girl or what makes a woman special? Send that over evesdropcast@gmail.com. There.
Okay, looking forward to that. Delamar, Monica Francesca, Jelly Victor, Jude Rocha. This is the Eavesdrop Podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.